Hello and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to leveling up every aspect of your life. So welcome and welcome back. Today we're going to be starting a new series called Unbreakable, and we're going to be discussing how to begin building an unbreakable mindset. Super excited about this new series. If you're new here, definitely stick around and subscribe so you don't miss any of my content if you like this podcast episode and if it inspires you in some way to level up every aspect of your life, because that is what we do here on the Warrior Kings podcast. I'm here to inspire men all over the world and build a community of like-minded people that are on our journey to bettering ourselves every day. So if that's something that you're into, definitely stick around. One thing I want to talk about real quick is that we changed the name of the podcast. This podcast was originally based on my book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within. So when I started the podcast, the name made sense, the Warrior King podcast, but after a while, it didn't make so much sense. Because I'm not the Warrior King, I'm Michael Riggs. We are the kings, we are the Warrior Kings, and we are leveling up every aspect of our lives, right? So all I did was add an S in there, and now it's the Warrior Kings podcast, so it's more of a community vibe. Definitely let me know what you think of the name change. I went back and forth for a while with some different names of what to change the podcast to, the Michael Riggs podcast, a couple of other ones, and landed on the Warrior Kings podcast because I realized how simple it was. Don't have to change the whole name, but we can keep the name and make it more about all of us, right? Because like I said, I am not Warrior King. It's the Warrior King podcast, now the Warrior Kings podcast. So with that being said, let's dive right into the topic of today, which is how to build an unbreakable mindset. Mindset is defined as the established set of attitudes held by someone. And mindset, having a good mindset, is absolutely critical when it comes to living a fully optimized, super awesome life. You want to have the right mindset, a good mindset. And when it comes down to it, our mindset that can either make or break every aspect of our lives, like the thoughts that we keep in our head, the way that we view the world, the way that we view life, the way that we view even challenges and circumstances and adversity and things like that. Having the right mindset is absolutely critical in every area, every aspect of our lives. Like, let's say that it's your goal to be super successful in your life, to level up every aspect of your life, which is probably why you're here and why you found this video or podcast episode. If you don't have your mindset right, you're never going to achieve that success in your life. Mindset is everything. And the first thing that I want to talk to you about today when it comes to leveling up your mindset is resilience. Resilience is toughness. It's the capacity to withstand or recover from difficulties and challenges. Now, your average person, when they're faced with challenges in life or difficulties in life, they usually respond with the first base emotion that comes into their being, into their mind, body, and spirit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when they're faced with challenges in life and adversity and things that upset them or make them angry or things that push them down or try to stop them in their tracks for whatever they're doing or whatever they're pursuing, they usually just respond with that base emotion, which is usually driven by a poor mindset. They usually crumble right away instead of overcoming that thing, taking that thing on, approaching the situation with wisdom. And resilience, strong toughness is the ability to get through the challenges of life and the things that we face in life with strength. Like that definition says, the ability to withstand or recover quickly from, not letting life and the challenges of life break us down and destroy us. So ask yourself one question: how resilient are you? Do you handle the challenges of life like a warrior king or like a sensitive baby man? And cultivating resilience doesn't mean that we won't be challenged or hurt in life. There's going to be things that hurt us. There's going to be things that challenge us. There's going to be things that piss us off. There's going to be things that will try to break us and destroy us. It's just a part of life. It's a fact of life. These things are going to happen. We're going to be sad. We're going to be angry. So while resilience doesn't mean that we won't face challenges in life because we're just so strong and tough, it's how we choose to respond and respond with wisdom. It doesn't mean we'll never get knocked down. Resilience is how we choose to get back up after we've been knocked down. So how do you become more resilient? How do you cultivate resilience? One of the ways to do this is to change the narrative, the inner narrative, your perception, if you will. When we're faced with challenges and pain in life, the tendency is to dwell on the negative. When something painful or challenging or negative happens in our lives, we dwell on it. We play the same scenario over and over again in our heads. I'm really bad with this one. I overthink a lot. And I know that feeling of just playing the same scene out over and over again in our heads, because really it's our mind's way of trying to fix the situation. But dwelling on the negative is actually doing the opposite of fixing that situation. It's actually leading you to more despair, more pain, and more challenges that are just completely unnecessary when you get down to the root of it. So one shift that you can make in your perception and changing the narrative is to to begin viewing challenges and pain and adversity as a good thing. And that might sound crazy, but stick with me for a minute. We can begin to find the positive within the pain. You can ask yourself, what did I learn from this? What wisdom did I attain from this? How am I growing from this challenge or this circumstance? And it might sound impossible at first, but if you can make that one shift from viewing challenges in life as bad things and crumbling under the pressure of them to thinking that they are good things and that they're building you as a person, they're building your character, they're building your wisdom, that one shift can change so much about your mindset and so much about your life. See, when I was younger, I went through some very, very challenging circumstances and I was hurt a lot by them. For many, many years, I defined myself by those events and by those things and by those people that hurt me. And it took me 30 plus years to realize that I was being built into the person that I am today and that I was being taught those lessons for a reason. I was going through those things for a reason. I know sometimes people comment on my stuff and say, well, that's not fair for people who are struggling and going through things. And I would say to them, I'm here to help people that are struggling and going through things. So if you want the advice to be, hey, just take that horribly challenging thing in your life and let it destroy you and crumble your life, just go and do that, man. I'm not going to give that advice. I'm here to help people. So I have been through some very horrible things in my life. And like I said, I used to define myself by those things. But once I realized that I was learning along the way and I went through those things for a reason and there was wisdom within that pain and there was learning within that pain and those things that I went through were actually good things. You know, when I pray every day, I thank God for my whole life, even those horrible things that I went through, I say the good and the bad. So ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What wisdom can I attain from this? What did I learn from that, right? What did I learn from that pain, that challenge, that adversity, that horrible thing that happened to me? And in that way, you will be able to spring back, jump back up when you get knocked down. You will become more resilient. And this shift is also a lot about taking the negative in life and shifting it into a positive, right? Most especially when you're dwelling on things that you can't change. They already happened. They're in the past. The thing is, you could play it over and over again in your head and dwell on it all day long, or you can choose to just shift your mind, shift your mindset into the positive, the good things in your life, the good things that are going to happen in your life, where you're going, what your goals and your dreams are, what you love about, you know, anything in life. Like, take all of those thoughts captive and shift them into a positive. So that's the first thing that I wanted to talk about when it comes to building an unbreakable mindset. If we're saying unbreakable, resilience is number one, right? So that's cultivating resilience. And the second thing that I want to talk about here on this episode is cultivating self-awareness. One practice that I do every day, which I thought was normal until I learned that it was a practice, was sometimes I just sit and think. I'm constantly thinking about things. Sometimes I'm overthinking about things, like I mentioned before, but usually I'm just thinking creatively, analyzing self. You know what I mean? And I was very surprised recently when I learned that not everybody is in deep thought all day long. I thought that that was normal because that's just how I am. But I think a lot. And that thinking, especially about how to make myself better or better than I was yesterday, or how can I fix certain aspects of my life. I think about creative things. You know, I'm an author and an artist, so I also think a lot about creating things. But that thinking is self-awareness. So that becoming more self-aware and thinking with wisdom, thinking about things and circumstances in a deeper way and not just on the surface level, just drifting through life, letting things happen to you, you know, you can think your way through it and you can analyze these situations and these scenarios in a more positive light, right? So I'm not saying sit and think and dwell on the negative, because that would be contradictory to what I said in the previous chapter. But what I'm saying is that you can become more self-aware, get to know yourself, get to know your thoughts, be in your head for just a little while. And you could go to the opposite side of that as well and start practicing mindfulness, which is another super powerful way to level up your mindset. So maybe a combination of those two things, self-awareness, thinking with wisdom, and mindfulness practices. But being self-aware is a huge part of building an unbreakable mindset. You know, why do we feel the way we feel? Why do we think the things that we think? Becoming aware of that. How can we get down to the root of it all and constantly and consistently level up our mindset? These things are figured out through analyzing and deep thought and becoming more self-aware. So number one, become more resilient, shift the negative into the positive, learn from situations. Number two, become more self-aware. Spend some time with yourself, man. Get to know yourself and it will level up your mindset and you will find wisdom in all of the things that you were approaching with dumbness before. And the number three thing that I want to talk about here on this episode is positive thinking. Now, I know that this sounds cliche and simple, kind of surface levely, but it is absolutely critical. One of the most important things that you can do for your mindset and to have a better mindset is to learn to control your mind, learn to control your own thoughts. And this goes back to the previous chapter. You know, they're all kind of related to each other. So sorry if I repeat myself a couple of times here, but I just want to stress the importance of learning to control one's own mind and thoughts. And positive thinking is one of the ways of doing that. So it's taking the negative in the mind and shifting it into a positive. Now, this might not be true for some, but I definitely know that it's true for most, that we are naturally negative thinkers. I don't know why it's designed like that, but the mind will almost always go to the negative in any situation, circumstance, or even in day-to-day life, day-to-day interactions, you know, our jobs, our interactions with people, our relationships, stuff like that. The mind will always dwell on the negative, and you can train your mind to stop doing that and shift those thoughts into a positive. One of my favorite phrases to say is actually from the Bible, and it says, take every thought captive. And I think that that's a super powerful line, because that's what you have to begin doing to level up your mindset into a positive mindset, is take every thought captive. So when those negative thoughts come into your space, when those negative feelings come into your body and into your life, and the gears start turning, you know, you just stop, you take those thoughts captive and shift them into something that's more positive, you know, something that's better, something that makes you happy. And it's really, really not easy at first. I just recently started really doing this and paying attention to it, and it is definitely a process, and it's a difficult one. But I have noticed in my own life that once I started taking all of those negative spirals and thought patterns and replacing them with positive thoughts or painting things in a new light, that my life is just way better. Like, it's leveled up so much about my life and my mindset, because how can I be successful in my life if I'm thinking bad thoughts all day long and negative thoughts that make me sad and angry and depressed, right? Like, it just can't work. Those two things don't go together. So this definitely goes back to being self-aware as well, because once you cultivate self-awareness, you will be more aware of your own thoughts, and you'll be able to realize that you're having a poor mindset right now and you need to shift it into a better one, or else you're ruining your day, ruining your life, right? Which is what it really comes down to. Like, if you have a poor mindset, your life ain't gonna be good, bro. You have to begin working on shifting the negatives into the positives. And if there's anything to our perception as our reality, and our thoughts create our reality, right? Which there is some truth to that to a certain level. Like, our perception, the way that we see the world and our relationships and our circumstances, is our reality, right? Like, that's, if we're perceiving the world a certain way internally, that is our reality. So reshape your mind, reshape your reality. And this is a constant battle that will never end. It's a process that's probably lifelong. Like, I'm 35 right now. I haven't gotten super far into it yet, but so far, battling against negative thinking and battling against the base reaction to things and shifting negative thought spirals into positive thought spirals, it's difficult. It's definitely a process. Still going through it myself. We're in this together, right? But it is a necessary one. Absolutely critical. And it is my belief that we can train ourselves over time to think positively naturally, so that the mind goes straight to the positive instead of straight to the negative. I think that there is that in game someday. Maybe if we work on this hard enough, we can get to the point where our mind automatically goes to the positive. And I think that that would be a beautiful thing once we have done the work to make that shift. And the fourth thing that I want to talk about here on this episode when it comes to leveling up our mindset and building an unbreakable mindset is continual growth and adaptation. Now, like I said just a few seconds ago, building an unbreakable mindset is a process and probably a lifelong one, but we can constantly and consistently be leveling this up if we're intentional about it every day, if we're constantly seeking new information about how to do that, how to level up our mindsets, you know, tips and tricks about shifting those negatives into positives and shifting our paradigms, our deep-seated subconscious limiting beliefs, becoming more resilient, becoming more mentally tough, right? So focusing on continual growth and adaptation, we are constantly growing. We're constantly getting better every single day. We want to be able to embrace change, adapt to new circumstances, and that goes back to resilience, right? Don't cave when life gets us down. Don't crumble under the pressures of life. You are made of iron. You are a warrior king. You must continually seek growth. So a couple of things that I do personally is I read a lot of nonfiction books. I'm constantly working to level up my mindset. Another thing that I do is I watch YouTube content. Like, some of you are watching this on YouTube. One of the other things I do is I listen to podcasts. Some of you are listening to this on a podcast platform. So if you're listening to this right now, you're already on your way. Like, constantly seek that information, constantly seek to learn more, continual growth, because that's how the wise man is crafted. He's crafted by listening and learning. If you just assume that you know everything already, you're in a really dangerous position, and someday you're going to crash and burn because you don't know everything. None of us know everything, right? We have to constantly seek new information and learn. Like I said, I read nonfiction books constantly, and I'm constantly watching and listening to this personal development content, and I feel like I've only scratched the surface. So continual growth and pursuit of growth in our lives and in our mindsets is something that I want for everyone to do who is on this journey to leveling up every aspect of our lives. Constantly refresh these ideas. Like if you find some really profound information that changes your life, refresh that over and over again. Don't lose hold of that idea. If it's made some impact on your life in a positive way, you want to constantly refresh that information. Like say you're into the thoughts create your reality thing, and that was very inspiring to you because you want to be successful in your life. If you just hear that one time and you're like, that's cool, never knew that before, and you know that information now, but sometimes it's good to refresh on that. Watch content about it, read it. If your thing is your Bible and that has leveled up every aspect of your life, which I believe that it absolutely will, you would want to continually refresh on those ideas, on those principles within the Bible, right? And every time that you go back through that, anytime you go back through any bit of information, you learn something new every time. So the point I'm making is seeking continual growth in every aspect of our lives. Never stop learning about how to better yourself and better your mindset. And do you want to know who the greatest enemy to your mindset is? The enemy that has the power to shut down everything about your mindset and just have you crumble under all of the pressures of life. The enemy that holds you back from all of your success, everything that's waiting for you, the abundant future that's waiting for you. Do you know who that enemy is? It's yourself. You are your mindset's worst enemy. You have to overcome yourself. And the fifth and final thing on this list of how to build an unbreakable mindset is mental toughness. And I'm going to link another episode to this podcast episode or YouTube video where I go deeper on mental toughness. So if you want to continue this learning path of how to level up your mindset, definitely check that episode out. Lots of valuable information in there. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening today. It's been super awesome to talk to you. I hope this episode inspired you to level up your mindset and every aspect of your life. Can't wait to talk to you again, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Thank you.